And welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry
and cut through the bullshit.
Fabulous.
That was a really good hello noise that has to stay in at the start.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw this out here and we're going to roll with it. How do you feel about changing the intro phrase?
What do you want to change it to?
I don't know, but I just don't feel like we are navigating the beauty industry and cutting through the bullshit anymore. We're 99% bullshit.
The podcast that helps you
with your bullshit,
talk through the bullshit and cut through the beauty industry.
Anyway, I think it's old and not relevant anymore, and people really like lifestyle, and like we can't just beauty people.
Yeah, okay, so it's welcome to All Bases Covered, the podcast that talks shit and also gets the shits.
We'll workshop it. Okay. I'm back to you.
It's maybe blendy.
I don't hate it.
It's okay. Is there some wordplay?
That it's factual.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I agree. We've come a long way.
Yeah. How was your week?
I mean, I never got COVID, but I certainly felt sick for a very long time. But I feel better now.
Yeah.
I really didn't do much. Didn't leave the house much. Really just went on TikTok.
Absolutely nothing to report.
What about yours?
I've spent all week thinking about all the things that I want to buy but can't afford to buy for the new house.
That's so fun.
Yeah. I think I've decided. I know that we can throw back to gardening chat at any time on this podcast because it was such a strong, relevant feature of 2021 and 2020. Yeah. I'm wondering whether as one of my planter boxes in the new garden, I have my veggies and my herbs.
Mm.
Should I have a flower one? Would it be fun to grow my own flowers that I can then pick and put in my own kitchen?
Yeah. Why are you planter boxing? You've got 1,200 meters. Why don't you full veggie bed garden?
I think,
why don't you get a bloody greenhouse?
Could. So many options. So the options fun. Are endless.
There's I would also like you to grow some edible flowers.
Sure, I'll do it for you. You can have your own. You can have your own patch.
Section of basil
that you mine need to come and
pissed on.
Can't promise mine won't.
Yeah,
you can come and tend to your patch. Maybe I'll rent out patches. And
that oh my, will be my god! Way of community money. Gardens.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll do some herbs along the front that are like rosemary, things that grow like wildfire, and that people can come and pick. And then I'll be the
switch.
Yeah, I'll be the house with you've the got rosemary. A lemon tree? Yes, I've got a lemon tree. I've got a mandarin tree.
Oh wow.
Mandarin. Mandy tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's so fun. Yeah. Okay, cool. I think I would do it in like a bed. Oh, but then pots you can like move around. I just feel
No. It's a bed to the front. Wait, I can't wait for you to come to the house and see.
So
the whole front area is like levels of retaining walls. And I think the whole front retaining wall will just be rosemary.
Oh, great. Oh my god, I can't wait.
Very accessible.
I'm going to be there moving. Like I'm a man with a van.
I hope so.
Except that make I have sure a you wear Sebastian Piercing booked that morning.
Make sure you wear a singlet.
Yep.
So I can and check out your guns.
Hard yakka shorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Adorable.
I have a corrections corner.
Oh, yes.
We summoned the content from Bondi Boost. Last week.
We actually did. Yeah, I think they heard us and they were like, literally, all bases covered, right?
Best email. So last week we recorded on Thursday.
Friday.
And we were like, we're a Bondi Boost app. They've signed this deal. They're going Mr. Worldwide, but like haven't seen an influencer talk about them in 6 months. Literally the next day, friends of the pod, Centaine, Elizabeth. Makeup artist, everyone just posting.
About Bondi Boost. All of a sudden.
All people that, yes, have posted about Life of before, Laura. Yes, but also that had not posted for a while and we summoned them. So you're welcome. I hope you enjoy that extra income.
That or they have been posting about it and then our phones heard us talking about it and the algorithm was like, best send her Bondi Boost ads.
Nah, I don't reckon they have been. I think it came out of the blue. I think Liz said relatively out of the blue.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting.
Yeah, had been a little bit of downtime. So, yeah, interesting.
Yep. Moving into beauty news, officially.
That's the tea on that.
First up in beauty news, you probably would have all seen, this week GoTo has announced a price increase across their range.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't increased...
Or a price adjustment.
Yes, sorry. Corrections corner. They hadn't increased the prices since they launched, I believe. They launched in 2012. They haven't changed their pricing since 2015. And when you think about it, it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a really long time ago. So a number of products have gone up in price only by a couple of dollars, I will say. The most expensive price jump is the Transformazing masks. The six pack has gone from $45 to $55, which the $45 price point for six masks was very affordable. We did put them in the Christmas gift guide every year. Maybe they won't cut it this year in the under 50 category. Yeah. That's okay. And a number of products did actually decrease in price, which they also spoke about, which is very lovely, like shit with sugar on it scenario, to say that pretty much all of the Grow 2 range has reduced in price. In some quite significantly, Sudbud went from $25 to $19.50, Super Softy from $26 to $17, Skin Wizard $32 to $26. So like some really big decreases there as well. And I wanted to read the Daily Mail's headline. Zoe Foster-Blake jacks up the prices of her most popular go-to skincare products after selling a stake in the company for $89
million. Yeah.
Like those things happened the next day.
Yeah. And I've just made $89 million in her pocket.
Yeah. Absolutely. And
she personally increased the price.
Yeah. And now I'm personally going to pocket I'm going to squeeze every last almost penny.
$3 per product.
Yeah.
What I found interesting, despite that Daily Mail article, is that the comments were resoundingly, overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
Thanks for your transparency. We get inflation. Love to see the wording on this. We thank you for acknowledging that this does impact some people, blah, 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 blah.
And they gave not a lot of time, but they've given until the 1st of May. So this episode will give you enough time if you haven't seen it to go out and purchase the go-to products that you love at the original price before they go up on the 1st of May.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
And they've also launched their rewards program not too long ago. So if you're purchasing frequently from GoTo online rather than from Mecca, you can also earn rewards to get those products more affordably as well. So there's plenty of options.
I wonder if Mecca will adjust on that date in line with GoTo prices. Or, maybe they will. No, they will, because GoTo sets the price on those.
Yeah.
Right? It'll be like Bobbi Brown. Like Mecca's price promise doesn't go with it, because normally they do their reviews, right? And their price review was semi-recently.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. But it's an Australian, it's not based on international fluctuation of the pricing.
Yeah.
It's just that she's just changed the prices.
I imagine they'll go up in line with GoTo.
They probably will. Otherwise, I would imagine Mecca would lose money.
Yeah, but I heard a fun fact once. When I worked in store, I got invited to like this Too Faced thing. They were like, oh, you're a good employee. But like Too Faced want like three good employees to like judge their new palette and like talk about stuff and whatever. So I went in and they were talking about like the price promise and the pricing of what it is in the US and whatever. And apparently we sold Better Than Sex at a loss because Too Faced put up their prices on it and then the dollar went bad. And because we deemed that we couldn't put the price up like more than $5 in like one price adjustment, because people would just be like, what the fuck, my $32 mascara is now a $30. Yeah, yeah, like so expensive.
Yeah.
They put it up on other products but just absorbed that loss.
Oh, wow.
So it's interesting, hey?
That is interesting. It was such a good selling skew for Mecca. I remember when we worked at Mecca, Better Than Sex mascara, quite literally the only thing that people came in for.
Or Kev.
You could like upsell literally anyone a Better Than Sex mascara.
Because it used to be like $27.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Those were the days.
But that also probably would have felt expensive at the time, because paying for beauty was still a bit of a foreign concept for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. We're so old. We're not old, I know, but we've really aged with the industry.
Please don't call me old this week. Next up in beauty news, you wanted to talk about Sally Hughes and Revolution Beauty.
Yeah, so Sally Hughes, beauty journalist and just iconic lady, really.
She's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's like, we're talking Pat McGrath, Sally Hughes, Caroline Hirons, like the iconic beauty people in the world.
Yeah.
Writes for The Guardian, I want to say, and has for a gazillion years, as well as having the In the Bathroom series on YouTube, as well as literally just being iconic.
Yeah.
She has a book called Pretty Iconic and also Pretty Something. Anyway, she's doing a collab with Revolution Beauty, and it was like...
Oh, it's a collab. I thought she was launching her own line.
No, it's a collab with Revolution Beauty, and you're right in thinking Revolution, like the people that used to rip off their Naked palettes and they do like the Powerpuff Girl collabs and like fast fashion.
Great, we're on the same page.
That place, like the people that collab with Love Island, like... It's very interesting. I'm so sorry.
As interesting as that?
I swallowed a yawn and it almost broke my larynx.
Very interesting.
How can one meme be so funny? Anyway... bit weird. So all of the products are under £15. She said that she wanted something that is effective. She used really good words. It was like democratic or something, but it wasn't that. Basically,
I'm so glad you told us what it wasn't.
I'm happy to do a podcast where I just talk about things Sally Hughes didn't say.
As a whole segment.
Anyway. Like a nice word of affordable. She said it really nicely because she's a journalist. So everything's under £15, which is good. And basically it's like the white t-shirt of the skincare world. She says that she just wants... It's very Zoe Foster-Blake launching go-to, to be honest.
Mm.
The essentials, she's said that since single ingredient skincare has become so popular, people have been obsessed with layering and actives and... They're doing too much and putting too many things on their face, and she wanted to bring out a very streamlined, beautiful routine that had the actives that you need and the non-actives that you need as well.
Okay.
So the range includes a morning time cleanser, a balm cleanser, a vitamin C serum, a daily acid toner, and then a lightweight moisturizer and a heavyweight moisturizer.
Yeah, the standard basic.
Absolutely. My favorite name of all of them is Placid, which is the gentle acid.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yep.
That's genius.
It's a daily liquid exfoliant. It has lactic, malic, glycolic, salicylic, and an acid that I actually have obviously been sleeping on, and it's probably like been super cool for like 4 years and I haven't noticed, but it's called tranexamic acid.
Mm-hmm.
When you Google it, it literally all that comes up is stopping heavy menstrual bleeding, and I was very confused. But then once you type in skincare... Its skincare uses come up.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's particularly good for pigmentation, as well as being one of the only acids that works on melasma.
Oh, there you go.
So, there we go. Must see, vitamin C serum, 15% stable. Pretty sure it had niacinamide and ferulic acid in it as well.
Yeah.
Cream Drench, which is her rich moisturizer, which has ceramides, squalene, glycerin, shea butter, perfect thick rich sluggy moisturizer, which is the kind of product she would use because she's very, very dry. And then she did Gel Quench, which is like a peptide lightweight moisturizer. Clean Sheet is the morning cleanser, and Butter Clean is the cleansing balm. Interestingly, the cleansing balm and the vitamin C are the two most expensive products. So she must have probably spent on nicer oils. I just think it's very weird because if you look at any brand,
yeah,
typically you'd be thinking that the cleansing balm that they're selling versus their serum, it would be, I would say, like half to maybe two-thirds of the price.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe a Drunk Elephant cleansing balm is probably, like, what, $52, and their serum's, like, $132.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a Sunday Riley, it's probably, like, $65, maybe, and their serums are $130.
I would typically always expect a cleanser full stop, whether it's balm or otherwise, or oil or otherwise, to always be more affordable because people just go, you're washing it down the drain.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I would say it's normally one of the more affordable SKUs in the whole range.
So yes.
It's interesting that it's the most expensive, but when the whole range is under £15, I guess that distribution of products is different. So
is it an ongoing range? It's not limited?
Yeah, no, I think it's like ongoing.
Very strange.
I hope so. Limited skincare seems stupid, doesn't it?
So her name's on it? It's Revolution.
Well, they do a bunch of collabs.
Yeah.
Like it's Sally Hughes times Revolution.
But that's what I don't quite get because I'm like, if they're doing that with Love Island... That's obviously not sticking around forever. That'll stick around until it kind of goes a bit flop and then...
Maybe it'll only stick around for like a few years, but it's not like a weekly, monthly thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay. It launches on the 28th of April, which is this upcoming week, and Revolution do have a new Australian site as well as like an international site. So very, very interesting.
Next up in beauty news. This week I was caught by surprise. In fact, yesterday I was caught by surprise when I received an email from Glossier titled O-L-I-V-I-A. And I was like, what?
O-L-I-V-I-A-M-O-U-S-E.
Olivia Mouse.
Olivia Mouse.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Still don't get her. Nowhere. Whatever.
First appeared as someone who just created an email with Glossier.
Who we then realise is a pop sensation.
Yes. But I was just confused because I'm like, okay, she's, yeah, okay. I was, my train of thought, mind you, this was 6:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. doing my morning poop for the day, mm-hmm. open my phone.
She does it best work.
I do. Mm. Best thinking. Mm. Open my phone, email from Glossier titled Olivia. Open the email. Oh, cool. Glossier's doing collabs like Bedthreads where they invite famous people to wear their products and then say this is what they have on their face. Love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great idea. No.
Quick pause. Pod goal. Interview for Bedthreads.
Oh.
I don't even need the interview. Maybe I just need
they have to take photos in our house.
Yeah, but we'll have new beautiful homes by then.
She is actually Glossier's first celebrity ambassador.
Ambassador.
Who'd have thunk it?
But didn't they have those NBA women? I guess they weren't ambassadors.
They weren't ambassadors.
What's with everyone bringing in ambassadors? I thought ambassadorships were dead.
Same. Why are they back?
What's up with that?
Don't know.
And why her? I know because she's like the coolest person in the world at the moment.
Three-time Granny Award winner. Grammy. Did I say granny?
Oh, well, your mouth looks like it did.
Yeah.
I know, I'm pretty sure I know one song, but I just don't know, like, how has she not penetrated my bubble? Is it because I don't turn the radio on? I think it's because I don't turn the radio on.
It might be that, but also you just have been living under a rock. How do you only know one song? She's like, you'd love her, I think. She's like reminiscent of a little bit Paramore from when we were in high school days. But like, take Paramore and make it...
You mean Hayley Williams? Was that her name?
Yeah, and make it like Emma Chamberlain, like... I don't care. I mean, I'm a Gen Z.
I sat on Emma Chamberlain for like 6 years too.
You did.
She's a cool girl.
So she's essentially a pretty person that looks nice without makeup on. So Glossier's picked her up and said, yep. You're the vibe. The campaign's called You Look Good. She's encouraging everyone to look great without makeup on.
She's very hot.
Of course she's hot. She was a Disney gal.
This is the issue. When they go from Disney to the real world, I never know who they are. The same thing happened with Selena Gomez. The same thing happened with that
what
other...
What do you mean it happened with Selena Gomez? How did you not track her from Wizards of Waverly Place
I didn't watch Wizards of Waverly Place because I wasn't an idiot.
I just want to be good.
And the same thing happened with, like, Vanessa Hudgens and, like, is that her name?
Yeah, that is Vanessa Hudgens, yeah.
I just feel like I don't get that. I don't get when they go from, like, tween fandom to, like, generalized fandom because I miss the start hype.
The final piece of beauty news. Off-White.
Oh, yeah.
The clothing label has branched out into beauty. Finally. They've been talking about it for a little bit, but it's here. And they have a new line that's called Paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And first off in the launch is fragrances. And they've launched four fragrances that are called Solutions. 1, 2, 3, and 4. The packaging is exquisite. It's like this fire engine red glass bottle with a fire engine red cap, which is actually the shape of a like handle on like a fire extinguisher kind of thing, like the top thing that you screw off. Anyway, yeah, never used
I said one. Like a gas bottle lid too.
Yes, yeah. Very similar to that. And it's got like a red smudge on it. Anyway, the fragrances are meant to be a blank canvas. They're unisex. I got to be excited about the blank canvas thing, thinking that they're all going to be ISOE super based.
Same.
Like, yeah.
Which they're not.
They're not. Well, they don't say that they are. They're also launching face and body solid pigments and nail polishes.
Like, what does a face and body solid pigment mean?
I think it's just a pigment that you add a mixing medium to.
But solid?
Yeah, like it would be in like an eyeliner pot, I imagine.
Weird.
And the nail polish.
Oh, no.
I regret to inform everybody.
Trigger warning for anyone that has had a previous bad experience with the OPI crackle nail polishes.
Yeah. The white shade is a white crackle. It's meant to look like cracking pavement or cement or something like that. And it just...
Fractured cement.
Yeah, it looks like...
It looks like an OPI crackle nail polish from 2011.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want me to take you through the scents or do we not care? One's earthy, one's citrusy, one's floral, and one's gourmand. Paperwork.
Do you know what? As much... It's like an inverse graph. My interest in things that have boomed from the Disney Channel being swoopingly low.
Yeah.
And then my interest for things that are sort of niche, overpriced, and hard to get, such as Glossier, Off-White, name any of those things, soaring high.
Yeah.
This speaks to me. There's something sort of culty about this. What else has that kind of things like Comme des Garçons? Just things like that I love.
Yeah.
I love. Like basic.
Face vessels.
Basic, but expensive, but kind of hard to get, but like got street cred.
Yeah.
Love it. Love to hear it. Super excited. I was really excited until you read the descriptions of the fragrances to me, and there's nothing that like super speaks to me, but I still want to buy one for the street cred.
I think that the floral one, although it's got rose as a scent, I think the other like scents within it may appeal to you. It says that it's inspired by skin-to-skin contact, which is musk and ambrette.
Okay.
And feminine, but also unisex. Yeah, I don't know. Could be good. Could not be good. There are 180.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
$5, and they will be available as of tomorrow, so a few days ago when the pod launches.
On Farfetch
and on the Off-White website as well.
Yeah.
They're really nice. The imagery is just beautiful.
The fact that they are managing to do crackle polishes without me cancelling them, saying they've given me the quote-unquote ick, like there's something that they're doing that's right.
Agreed. Agreed. Beautiful. That's it for beauty news. But I haven't. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Yes.
The Anna edit. It's actually not that. It's just like a hot tip. If you purchase the Patrick Ta Brow Lam gel, which we told you to buy 10 million times. And if you found that you're getting like crusty, white, flaky brow ends. I lost the word for dandruff. Dandruff brow.
Okay.
Did you see my brain ticking over then?
I thought you had
a stroke.
An aneurysm.
Anyway, the tip is...
A mild second one.
My brain's going faster
Blink
than my mouth.
Blink thrice if there's something possessing you.
The anaerator was talking about the brow gel, saying how much she loves it. And she said, the tip of the century is you can't overwork it. You have to put it in your brows... And then do not touch your brows again.
I've never done that.
No, you've touched them with
I've never overworked.
No, you've touched them with your fingers accidentally. You've touched them with your hair on your face. You've put a jumper or a t-shirt on over your face. And the disturbance of the set brow is what causes the flake.
But.
Go on.
Why does that.
Discredit the anaerator.
Why does that happen more 3 months after use than in the first month. I think it has to do with age, and then it peels off easier. Because it definitely doesn't happen in, like, the first week. And also, I'm very careful about putting T-shirts over my head, because then you brush your eyebrows down.
Yeah, you do. I found that mine has gone flaky. Mine went flaky so quick. Definitely after the first week, I found that I had to be very careful with mine.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I think, I don't know if I got a lot of makeup in the tube, which has really ruined it, or what.
Yeah.
But Eliza still looks great. Like, every time, she gets compliments every day about her brows.
Must be nice. Actually, so do I.
Of course you do.
It's my only good feature.
Dang, these products are so good. What's the deal?
What's your beauty fave this week?
My beauty fave this week is the Gucci Beauty Liquid Matte Lip Color Transfer Proof Lipstick in 25 Goldy Red.
Well, won't you be delighted to hear that my beauty fave this week is the Gucci Liquid Lipstick in the shade Janet Rust.
Okay, so they've got, like, a female name and then, like,
a colour. Name and, yeah. Then a and they also have a number. Yeah, it's a lot to remember. I think mine was 252.
Or do you only have to remember one of them and then hope for the best, which is handy?
Yeah, that could be. Handy dandy.
It's like a multiple brain prompt situation.
Yeah, you can never forget. We'll give you everything you need.
Yes. So, that's funny. Both of us non-makeup wearers having a red lip.
I cannot believe it.
Hear about it.
No. If you'd said to me a week ago, hey, Alex, next week your favorite product's going to be a red lipstick, I'd literally slap laugh in your silly. Face. Yeah.
And the best thing is they just sent us probably random two colors. Random shades. And mine's my perfect red and Alex's is her perfect red. The one that I have is like a true blue-based red. It's quite bright. It's
almost Dragon Girl, but it's also a little bit...
It is almost, it's like MAC Ruby Woo, but it's not quite as dark. It's brighter than that, and it's not as pink as Dragon Girl. Dragon Girl's like fluoro pink red on me.
Mm.
Beautiful classic red. But like, not only is the color the best, right? The formula is beautiful.
It's so nice, and I've had crusty, dry gluten lip issues this week.
Also had gluten lip issues.
Yeah, it wore so well, but then when I removed it with a... oil cleanser, removed like a dream. I didn't get... You know, sometimes when you wear a liquid lipstick and you, it's like become one with your lip after you've taken it off and no matter what, like you've still got a crusty like patch that doesn't remove. It didn't
do
that. Or
like a weird rashy vibe around the edges where it stains your skin.
Yeah, it didn't do that
or
either.
Or when your lips are dry and it wears off your actual lip but stays to the like dry crusty bit. Scabby bit. It doesn't do that. I would call it a like moussey formula.
I was literally going to say it's a moussey texture.
Yeah. And because it's moussey, it's not so liquidy, it makes it quite easy to apply. So comparing it to...
A like, NARS Power Matte.
They're great because they're so lightweight, because they're so liquidy, but they're so hard to apply because it's like...
Yeah,
it just like runs out the bottle.
And it gets all over your teeth because if you like get it too close to the inside of your mouth, it's just like it a like flush floods. Of colour. Yeah.
And then like the Stiller matte lipsticks or a traditional matte lipstick, it's moussier than that, so it's way less dry.
But then it gets that bally, waxy texture within your mouth.
Yeah.
I find.
So it's a really nice in between. It's super comfortable.
Yeah.
So nice. Transfer proof. I don't know. I put a red lip pencil around and kind of over the top and I've got some red lip on my Frank Green. Did you find it was transferring? Or do you reckon that's my lip pencil doing that?
I think that's your lip pencil because mine felt very transfer proof.
Yeah. Bloody excellent. And the shades are so nice. And so they were sent to us by in PR for reference and kind of as like a Mother's Day gift, but I guess...
Sorry, Mum.
They ain't going there because...
Mum's definitely going to get my other colour because, good Lord.
Not cute on you.
Granny lips.
Whereas my other colour, I think mine was cinnamon something and I think it's like a beautiful... pinky color that would work really well with like pillow talk and would be a great if you're a matte girl, a great wedding lipstick because a cute Gucci Beauty.
Yes.
I think the thing with liquid lipsticks is they never feel as luxe as a bullet lipstick.
Never.
But the packaging of these with the gold ribbed lid, it felt like Gucci. I said to Brenton, oh my God, if this is what I think it is, I'm going to scream. And then I pulled it out, it was Gucci. And I was like, it's Gucci. It's special.
It is special. And the really great thing about it, I won't keep harping on. I don't like a liquid lip. But the scenario in which I think a liquid lip would be my choice is with a red. Because
spot on.
I will never wear a red if it's not an event where I can be get away with being casual enough with my face. Like, if I'm wearing a red, it's for... I'm getting dressed up and I'm going out and I'm probably going to have a few Beveraginos, and then I don't want... It's like looking after a child when you're drunk. I don't want that. I want it to stay in place. So therefore, a liquid lipstick is perfect for that. And these will be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like looking forward to wearing it.
Yeah. Oh my God. You just looked so good in it. It was just so perfect for you.
I just
also
wear a red
price
day.
Point, $64. So they're expensive, but they're not like...
That's the price you pay for a nice bullet lipstick. Exactly. Yeah.
They're very giftable because it's not like, oh my God, this is actually like, I'm not buying you a lipstick for $75 when you're not going to realize how much it is. You don't realize this Louboutin lipstick costs that much.
Yes.
Whereas this is like, this is expensive enough that it looks expensive, but it's also a good formula. So the price is justified.
Do you know who it's perfect for? A bride who wants to wear a red lip on their wedding day because red is their thing and they don't want to get red on their husband. Perfect. Impeccable.
Absolutely. Also would be a beautiful bridesmaid gift from them because, like, so bougie.
So bougie.
I also think it'd be a great Mother's Day gift if you've got the mum that wears a red all the time.
Yeah, or if you've got a mum.
There's beautiful nudes in the line as well. Exactly. But the reds are really nice. We just like the reds.
Yes. Wow, okay.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairmet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What's your non-beauty fave?
Sorry, I have to take two steps back. My other beauty fave is my hair.
Yeah, same. It's my beauty fave.
Claire at Boda Boutique. I'll put her on my Instagram story, or our Instagram story rather, because mine would be useless. Maybe. Because I love her. And I don't want you to book her out because she's mine. But if you do want to get great highlights, I've never received more hair compliments in my life. Thank you to everyone who told me that my hair looked pretty. I love you. Claire, you're my favorite. Moving right along. My non-beauty fave. Gosh, I've watched a lot of TV this week and I want it to be Survivor, but I'm not going to let it be Survivor.
I'm really enjoying the season and I would like to do a halfway mini ep of Survivor.
Yeah,
I think we should. Maybe next week.
My non-beauty fave is an episode of The Imperfects, which I know I've spoken about a lot, but if you haven't listened for a while because you've fallen off their train a little bit, which I had, they released an episode this week from... it's with Kemi Nekvapil.
What's Nekvapil? The Imperfects? Who does that?
It's Hugh Van Kylenberg and Ryan Shelton's podcast.
That's right. Sorry. Yep.
Kemi was a chef, but not only that, she's Australian, but she's British Nigerian, but she lives in Australia and she's a female empowerment coach who works with like CEOs and stuff. She was born in Nigeria and her family were of the era where they were like, if you want your child to do well in life, you'll send them to a good British school. And so she went into the British foster care system and had like five families, two of whom were quite abusive to her and her sister while she was growing up. And so she's had quite a difficult life. And she speaks with so much authenticity. And obviously she's a coach now. And she said that her job is basically to listen and help people unpack like where their feelings and beliefs around certain, like their way of being or their way of speaking or their internalized, you know, belief system, where that comes from, and helping them unpack that. She's also been a chef and she decided that she didn't want to keep like being a chef in the raw food space because she realized that the raw food space all of a sudden was bringing with it like women talking about calories like whether things were healthy or not. And she was like, that's actually not what food is about. Anyway, she was brilliant to listen to. And don't listen to her because you're going to learn anything. Listen to her to hear her voice and her passion and how wonderful she is. She was also apparently trained by Brené Brown. And when I read that, I was like, well, duh. That's why you're incredible in every way.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want her to be my mum. I want her to be my coach. I want to listen to her talk every day for the rest of my life. I think she's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Normally, quote unquote, coach gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Like, why are you calling yourself that? What? Like, health coach, life coach? Like, what the fuck is that? But she sounds cool.
She's a personal coach. Yeah. She's just coaching you be a better person of you.
Are you a counselor? Are you like, what are you?
One thing that she spoke about, which I found to be an interesting concept, and maybe I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about it, maybe I won't be. They were talking about being connected to place and having like a belonging.
Mm.
And she said it wasn't until she went back to Nigeria that she realized for the first time in her life that she identified as being a Black woman. Mm. And she said it was because she saw like the power in which like all of the women around her who looked like her existed within. And she was just like, I want to be like these people. And she said she just felt at home. And then Ryan Shelton was saying when he went to Tel Aviv, because he's was raised Jewish, that he felt it was the first time that he's ever felt that sense of belonging in that way. And then Kemi was also saying that she went to Florence and she got the same feeling. She's like, it almost felt like I'd lived another life. And she's like, I don't want to be like, oh, I must have been a medieval like so-and-so in Florence, like in another life or whatever. Because she's like, I don't know that. She doesn't know that she believes in that. But she did say that she felt this like overwhelming sense of belonging in a place. And I wondered whether in your travels you've ever felt like this is home.
London.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Other than, no, I just like, but like, is it that kind also, of, is England that also kind of because, is
another land for you, yeah. Yeah.
Is that also because I've been to England many times as a child because my mum is from England and because they speak English and because they are a culture very similar to ours, probably. But like, if I could live anywhere in this world other than Melbourne, probably, like, I'd probably live in London before I'd live in Sydney. I'd live in London, but the weather.
Oh,
I think that is somewhere where I always say to Brenton, like, I love going somewhere where you feel comfortable. And we never, like, we kind of like, oh, we're not gonna go to London again. We've been like three times in the last,
but how nice is it?
6 years. I'm like, that's why I want to keep going back.
Yeah.
Bianca Hill is like queen of shouting about New York, but like it's, yeah, she obviously has that. I get that. No, I feel like an outsider other places. Like, you know, you feel like a tourist. And that's what I always say to Brenton. I don't feel like a tourist in London, which is the best, but it's probably just because we've been so many times. I don't know if it's like a spiritual connection.
She said that she felt like on the streets, like she knew where she was. Like obviously she didn't. She'd never been there before, but she just had this sense of like place where she's like, I feel very connected to this space for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it would probably relate to like how you're feeling during that time, because I feel like I felt very connected to like Margaret River in Western Australia. Like, I loved it there. But I think that was like, you just got married and were on your honeymoon, so it was probably just
the best time of
love.
Yeah.
Anyway. Felt that to be interesting. What's your non-beauty fave this week?
Mine is, soft fave again because I haven't finished the series, but it is The Anatomy of a Scandal.
Everyone has been talking about this.
Everyone's talking about it. And
apparently it's an incredible psychological thriller.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
how many episodes in are you? Obviously you can't talk about it.
Four?
There's only six, so you're almost done.
Lordy. Sienna Miller is in it.
Yeah.
She's one of those people that, like, I know from reading magazines as a child as her being, like, an it girl.
So hot.
But had never seen her in literally anything in my life. Anyway, they dress her exquisitely in this. She is in tailoring and soft cashmere, always. Mm. Even Brenton was like, she is dressed wonderfully.
Mm.
And then my friend Alice sent a screenshot of a conversation with her mum, and that was like the top bit, and then she showed me something underneath, and all I could see was, God, she's got a lot of great cashmere, doesn't she? And then she was like, yes. And I was like, oh my God, are you watching Anatomy of a Scandal too? And she was like, yes. Like, I knew from the cashmere.
Yeah.
Very like, enviable wardrobe. Anyway, it's good. I like a psychological thriller. I like a policy kind of drama. I love a mini series. A mini series is the best because I hate movies. But I don't always need to watch seasons 1 to 10 of a TV show in a week. So
I agree. I'm excited to watch it this weekend. I have nothing on except...
Oh, that must be very, very nice for you.
Oh, mate. The only thing I'm missing this weekend is a bathtub, because if I had one...
Do you want to come to mine?
I would love to. Bath. I will melt. You know the melting smiley face emoji that we've just updated our phones to? I will be that in a bath all weekend.
Cool. Mm. I'll be driving for 13 hours.
That's your own fault for having friends.
Mm.
Don't blame me.
Yep. So that's a soft fave. And then another soft fave is what arrived today, which I think is going to bring me a lot of joy.
What is it?
I've styled it up. It is the House of Orange.
You love them.
I do love them. They do a lot of HK Living stuff. Nontoli Black. It says black. It's not. Nontoli three-legged stool. I got it in red.
You have coral? Two nice stools now in your house.
Yeah, but I don't think you can have too many stools.
What are you going to use it for?
Either to put something on top of or just to have around for extra seating. Mm-hmm. I love wooden stools and the color of this was beautiful. And it was on sale, so it was free.
How much actually was it?
It's $169. I got 20% off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's actually okay for a little stool. I think stools are handy. You can use them as, like, to put food. Like, I thought, oh, when we've got stuff in the alfresco, you can put, like, a chip bowl on that because you're always looking for little tables or someone can sit on that. Just so cute.
And it's the same color basically as your lipstick.
Yeah, it's fabulous. A beautiful, like, very slightly orangey red. And you could put a plant on it. You could put some books on it. Oh, my God, imagine how beautiful it would be next to, like, an old bath on, like, a black and white tiled bathroom.
Mm, yeah, that would be nice.
Stunning scene.
I'm now shopping their sale selection.
Just hook it to my veins!
What's your snack?
My snack, niche one. It's soldiers and dippy egg.
Oh, yuck. Yeah.
You don't do dippy egg?
I hate boiled eggs.
Oh.
And it tastes so eggy.
I feel that way about quiche.
Oh, yeah. Understandable.
So eggy.
Yeah.
But you have to salt and pepper your soldiers. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. Butter, salt and pepper, then in egg.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then it made me start at all times salt and peppering bread. Salt and pepper bread.
People used to yell at me for eating salt and pepper bread. It used to be my favorite hangover food.
Yeah.
Just lashings of butter with salt and pepper on a slice of bread. I truly think it's like God's gift to the earth. Yes. Salt and pepper bread.
I had it on sourdough, such which is why I now have gluten lips. Mm. But I was like, no, I feel like I really want like a proper bread with it.
Mm.
Oh my God, exquisite. Always butter, salt and pepper your bread. Always.
Yes.
I did both sides.
Yeah. I love your commitment.
So yummy. What's yours?
My snack. Which bag of chips will I pick as my snack this week? You know what I did? Devour a Red Rock Deli lime and cracked pepper, whilst we're speaking of pepper.
Yum. I love that flavor so much.
Same. Anyone who doesn't like it hasn't tried it is the only thing I can say, because no one doesn't like Red Rock Deli lime and black pepper.
It's like a less footy version of of light and tangy. It's got less foot aura about it.
Oh, it's completely different to light and tangy,
okay,
though.
I'm so sorry.
But it's also not limey in a way that's offensively limey. It's not like a citrus chip.
No.
It's just got ridiculous. A bit of a tang to it.
Yeah, it's bright.
It is bright. Great chip. That's my snack this week. That's all I can say.
What did you eat for Easter? Like, did you do a chocolate?
I didn't really get around Easter this year because we were driving back from Warrnambool.
Mm.
And Mum and Dad didn't give me any chocolate. Adrian didn't buy any chocolate. So Eliza and I bought our own chocolate at Woolworths on Easter Saturday.
Yeah.
Which meant there was nothing left.
Oh, shit.
Because everyone else was panic buying chocolate. Yeah. I just got those, like, hunting eggs.
Yeah, okay.
They were great. They're delicious. Also, yeah. I ate your Turkish delights downstairs. Yeah. Still love them. I've been finding, oh, this is just too much information. The seals on my back teeth have worn away. And because of that, I'm getting chocolate, like, nerve pain.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And I don't have a whole, I was just at the dentist. They told me my teeth are absolutely perfect.
But they're sensitive.
But they're sensitive, yeah.
I had a sore throat all Easter.
Oh, from the chocolate?
No. From the not COVID.
From the COVID, yeah.
But you know when you have a sore throat and you have chocolate and it's like,
yeah, that's what it feels like on my teeth.
I can't enjoy this. Caramilk does it a little less.
A bit creamier.
Yeah.
To soften it. Yeah.
So that was a nice little lubricated the throat because it was just so dry. But then I did the chocolate.
And also this week I made cookies. Macadamia white chocolate.
Weird. Not
Who
happy.
Is she? I know. Hot tip. If you're not putting your cookie dough in the fridge before you bake them, life changing. My cookies were cookie shaped,
yeah,
not squares.
Stop spread.
Yeah, it completely stopped the spread. I don't even think we put it in the fridge for that long.
If you're a big cookie girl now.
I'm not, but I will big cookie energy you.
I'm going to buy you an ice cream scoop to portion your cookies. On that note,
are we done?
Let's go.
I'm done. I don't feel like I said anything valuable this week. I'm so sorry.
I don't
think
we've said anything valuable on this pod for a while.
Okay, bye. We're going to talk to you on Wednesday. We have a mini ep.
Yeah.
It's our product trial on the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Concealer. No, it's not. It's not Luminous Silk. It's Power Fabric Concealer.
Yeah. So good that we're doing two episodes in the week where I literally have
No time to edit. I'll do the mini. It's fine. We can do it on Monday. We can do it on Monday. Tuesday.
Monday's a free day. Woo!
Okay, bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.